Can you hear that? Wow. Now my heart is. Worship and music community meeting at 10:30 on Thursday, the 6th of February. So you want to keep that in mind. We also have the Sweetheart Dinner coming up for the Alamo Perry Lions, are putting this on. And that'll be Saturday, February 15th. Now, I don't know how many have attended that, but it is a lot of fun. We were there last year to get your picture taken. Your sweetheart will sing to you. Right, Bev? Yes. Talk to Barb Horner or Mary Wolf or Don. They can use your help. We have a holiday bazaar craft meeting on Tuesday, February 4th. That was kind of to brainstorm the items that. And ideas for the new craft items for annual holiday bazaar, successful holiday bazaar in October. So you do want to keep that in mind. Are there any other announcements that we need to make this morning that anyone is aware of? You all know that Pastor has gone to L.A. for a couple of days. Faith Lutheran in Ohio had a person that was not able to go. It's a youth convention out there. And so he volunteered to take that person's place. And so consequently, here we are. If there are no other announcements, we'll go ahead and begin. Thank you. Christ crucified and risen. God, who searches us and knows us,
you have shown us what is good.
We'll read our psalm responsively, Psalm 131. O Lord, my heart is not lifted up. My eyes are not raised too high. I do not occupy myself with things too great and too marvelous for me.
But I have calmed and quieted my soul, like an aged child its mother. My soul is like an aged child that is with me.
O Israel, hope in the Lord from this time on, and forevermore. The gospel is long, so feel free to sit during the gospel. Our gospel is from the book of Mark, chapter 5, beginning with the 21st verse. When Jesus had crossed again in the boat to the other side, a great crowd gathered around him, and he was by the sea. Then one of the leaders of the synagogue named Jairus came, and when he saw Jesus, he fell at his feet and begged him repeatedly, "My little daughter is at the point of death. Come and lay your hands on her so that she may be made well and live." So Jesus went with him, and a large crowd followed him and pressed in on him. Now there was a woman who had been suffering from hemorrhages for 12 years. She had endured much under many physicians and had spent all that she had, and she was no better, but rather grew worse. She had heard about Jesus and came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak. For she said, "If I but touch his clothes, I will be made well." Immediately her hemorrhage stopped, and she felt in her body that she was healed of her disease. And immediately aware that power had gone forth from him, Jesus turned about in the crowd and said, "Who touched my clothes?" And his disciples said to him, "You see this crowd pressing in on you? How can you say who touched me?" He looked all around to see who had done it. But the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came in fear and trembling, fell down before him, and told him the whole truth. He said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your disease." While he was still speaking, some people came from the leader's house to say, "Your daughter is dead. Why trouble the teacher any further?" But overhearing what they said, Jesus said to the leader of the synagogue, "Do not fear, only believe." He allowed no one to follow him except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. And when they came to the house of the leader of the synagogue, Jesus saw a commotion, people weeping and wailing loudly. And when he had entered, he said to them, "Why do you make a commotion and weep? The child is not dead, but sleeping." And they laughed at him. Then he put them all outside and took the child's father and mother and those who were with him and went in where the child was. He took her by the hand and said to her, "Talitha kum," which means, "Little girl, get up." And immediately the girl got up and began to walk about. She was 12 years of age. At this, They were overcome with amazement. But he strictly ordered them that no one should know this and told them to give her something to eat. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please don't be offended today if I don't shake your hand after service. I've had a head cold all week, and I'm sure I'm over it, but I don't want to take any chances. This has been kind of a fun week at Bethesda. We had snow days last weekend, which was a blast. And Pastor James is now out west with young people doing stuff he loves. I hope he's having a blast. So I have decreed in his absence that this is Fun and Games Sunday. And instead of a traditional message, what we're going to do is play a little game that I used to play with the confirmation kids that we called Spiritual Jeopardy. It's like Jeopardy. I'm going to ask you questions, and we'll see what you know, and sometimes it's a fun way to learn something new. Now, in confirmation, we had two teams. The winners were Team Halos, and the losers were Team Hades. But I'm going to let you all be on the same team. Please answer a lot of questions, because I don't want to tell Pastor he went for one weekend and everything went to Hades. So, are you ready to have some fun? Your first category is in the garden. The first question is, according to the Gospel of John, who first saw Jesus after the resurrection? Think of the category. It'll help. Mary Magdalene. Now, Mary, the strange thing about this story is Mary didn't even recognize Jesus at first. She thought he was who? The gardener. See how easy this is? Now, Mary suddenly recognized Jesus when Jesus did what? What did he say?
Mary.
Mary. He said her name, and she immediately recognized Jesus. Now, here's one that might be a little harder. It's mentioned briefly in the Gospel of Mark. Somewhere along the line back in church history, the church fathers, for whatever convoluted reason, put a few Bible stories together and started putting out the propaganda that Mary Magdalene was a harlot, which the Bible does not say. But we do know Mary Magdalene was a tortured soul, because in the Gospel of Mark, what drastic measures did Jesus have to take to heal Mary Magdalene when he first met her? He had to cast out 7 demons. So I don't know if that was the longest exorcism in the world or 7 different exorcisms, but the poor woman was a tortured soul. In the garden, what forbidden fruit did Eve eat that led to our downfall from grace? Popular culture says that, but the Bible does not. What does the Bible say? She ate the forbidden fruit of? The tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And she got us all in a pickle. First day, God said, let there be light. What did he create on the 6th day? What was the main thing? The big thing. Man, in the Garden of Eden, in the Eden story, God asked the first question, the first time he asks a question in the Bible. What's the first question God asks in the Bible?
Where are you?
Where are you after Adam and Eve were hiding? It's kind of sad, isn't it? The first question he has to ask of us is, where are you? And now that we were all going to be born in sin from then on, God could not take the chance of us getting to the tree of life and living forever in our sinful state. So he puts an angel in Eden with a flaming sword that flashes around to keep us from the tree of life. And where specifically does Genesis say that angel is located? It's the name of a popular novel, too. East of Eden. And now, under the category of you can't beat them, join them, this is about football. From 2010 to 2012, the Denver Broncos were led by a young quarterback who made a habit of kneeling in prayer on the field as a sign of his Christianity. What was his name?
Tim Tebow.
Tim Tebow. Now, the term for a long desperation pass is a Hail Mary play. And it became part of popular culture when Roger Staubach used it after a Cowboys game. And I think they were playing the Vikings when he used it. But that saying, actually in football, goes back to the 1920s. And it started with what college football team? Think. Notre Dame, the Fighting Irish. In 2004, at the Super Bowl, what superstar singer became infamous when she lost half her costume during halftime? Janet Jackson. Now, in the Bible, we have a wardrobe malfunction as well. In the New Testament, when the Roman soldiers come to take him away, all his followers desert him. One young man, one follower who loved Jesus, was so desperate to get away and so afraid that he left so quick. All he was wearing was one of those wraparound robes, and it caught on something, and he left his whole costume behind. And so as theologians say, not only was his body buried, but his soul was buried before God in his eagerness to desert Jesus. And though he's not named in the Bible, theologians say he grew to be a very wonderful Christian, because who do they think there's evidence this young man was? Mark is in the Gospel of Mark. So there's hope for everybody. Your next category is, hello, I'm Johnny Cash. In 1970, Johnny Cash had a song that was a massive hit. And it was kind of unusual for a country song in those days because it was actually a protest song. It protested the Vietnam War, amongst other things. The title of the song was a question, and the title comes from Scripture. It's a question that Pilate asked Jesus during his trial. Name that song. The lonely voice of youth cries, what is truth? Now, both Johnny Cash and Bob Dylan recorded versions of a song about Ira Hayes. Ira Hayes was a real person. He was a Native American of the Pima tribe, and he was very famous during World War II as a U.S. Marine because he was one of the people who did what? Raised the flag on Iwo Jima. Johnny Cash had a nickname. In order to show his solidarity with the poor of the world and the downtrodden and the people who have no voice, he dressed a certain way and came to be known as the Man in Black. And Johnny Cash gave another superstar country act their start when he discovered them and hired them to work with him. And they became only the best gospel quartet in the world. Name that group. The Statler Brothers. And finally, Johnny Cash had a hit song called The Fourth Man in the Fire, based on Scripture, the Old Testament story of three brave young Hebrew men who wouldn't bend, they wouldn't bow, and they wouldn't burn. What do we know them as? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Okay, now I know you'll get all these questions right, because they're from today's gospel. A man named Jairus comes to Jesus for help. Jairus had a certain position in the community. Many of the people in that position were the enemies of Jesus and didn't appreciate him. What was Jairus' standing in the community? What does the gospel say he did? He was a synagogue leader. And what did Jairus ask Jesus to do? Heal his daughter. On the way to doing that, though, a crowd hems Jesus in. And a woman who is desperate to be healed of her hemorrhaging sneaks up behind him because she says, if I can only touch his clothes, I'll be healed. And when Jesus finally does arrive at Jairus' home, it's only to find that his daughter has died. But not according to Jesus. Jesus said, what? She's only sleeping. And he takes her hand and says, Talitha kum, which translated as? Little girl, get up. And after she gets up, what's the first thing Jesus tells the people around her to do for her?
Feed her.
Now, we're never told the woman's name who was healed or the little girl's. They have a couple things in common. They're both healed immediately. And immediately is a kind of a word, if you notice, was repeated throughout this gospel. But they have something else in common. The number of years the woman was sick and the age of the little girl are the same. 12 years. Good job. This category is music, music, music. The book of James says, there is no shadow of turning with God. What great old hymn quotes that scripture? We sang it like 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. It says, there is no shadow of turning with thee. Great is thy faithfulness. We're going to sing Amazing Grace today. And the man who wrote it was named John Newton. And some people in his earlier years described him as the most profane man they had ever met. He was not a good man before. I mean, far be it from me to say, but he was a bad man before he was saved. What did he do for a living? He was a slave trader who became a fiery abolitionist after God got a hold of him. In the wonderful musical, The Man of La Mancha, from there comes that great song, To Dream the Impossible Dream. What's the backdrop of that musical? What horrible thing is going on in Christianity?
Inquisition.
The Spanish Inquisition. I think Dennis is going to earn you all halos today. Shall We Gather at the River, one of my favorite hymns, talks about the river that flows by the throne of God with its crystal tides forever. What book of the Bible does that come from? Revelation. In the late 1800s, this is fun because I do have an old hymnal that says this. In the late 1800s, there's always a lot of confusion, it seems like, back in those days, just like today. But there was a 400th anniversary celebration going on for the 400th anniversary of Martin Luther's birthday. And at the same time, they think it's American origins, a new Christmas carol came out. And somehow things got all twisted around, and in print everywhere, they said Martin Luther, who did write hymns, they said he wrote this Christmas carol, which he did not. And I even have an old hymnal at home that says Martin Luther. And that was the common belief of the day. It's actually anonymous. What Christmas carol is he mistakenly attributed to have written? Away in a Manger, sometimes called Luther's Cradle Hymn. Back from my heyday, the musical Jesus Christ Superstar. What character, what biblical character in singing about Jesus sings, I don't know how to love him? Mary Magdalene. And in the writings of Paul, a couple times, he references a victorious risen Jesus singing. He kind of envisions that. But in the Bible, there's only one time the Bible actually says Jesus sang. What event had just happened in his life when Jesus sang? The Last Supper. It said they went out into the night singing hymns. And your next category, you having fun? I hope you are. Okay. Your next category is dream, dream, dream. During Jesus' trial, in fact, Pilate was sitting on the seat of judgment during the trial when he got a message from someone. And that message said, wash your hands of this whole thing. Don't have anything to do with this man because I've had a bad dream about this is not going to end well. I've had a bad dream about this. Who sent Pilate that warning?
His wife.
His wife. And the typical man did not listen. We recently observed Martin Luther King Jr.'s day. In 1963, he made one of the most iconic speeches in American history called, I Have a Dream. From what iconic American landmark did he make that speech?
Lincoln Memorial.
Steps of the Lincoln Memorial. Now, in the Old Testament, a young boy gets into deep trouble, and one of the things that lands him in a bad situation is he tells his older brothers he had a dream where they all bowed down to him. Name that person.
Joseph.
And in the New Testament, Jesus' father, who is also named Joseph, had a very important dream shortly before Jesus was born. What happened in that dream?
He was told not to put Mary away.
Yep, he was told not to be afraid to marry Mary, that the child was the Son of God. And your next category is by the numbers. Lent is coming up. How many days and nights does Lent last?
40.
Why? What's it based on?
Jesus.
40 days in the wilderness. By the numbers, on February 14th, we observe Valentine's Day. And this was just in your newsletter that we got. St. Valentine was actually beheaded for doing what? Pardon?
Marrying
people, performing wedding ceremonies after the Romans had outlawed, it says marriage. Who knows why the Romans got up to the shenanigans they did. By the numbers, Jesus feeds 5,000 with how many loaves and how many fishes? What? Yep, 5 loaves and 2 fishes. I know it's 7, but I can never remember which is which. 12 tribes of Israel, name 2 of them for me. Levi? Yep.
Judah.
Very good. Now, the animals went in the ark how? But actually, the Bible told Noah to take clean animals, 7 pairs each. Why would he need more clean animals?
Sacrifice
and to eat. Yep. And in honor of Valentine's Day coming up, your category is love story. We're going to do a couple same-sex love stories from the Bible. One of the greatest stories of human love in the Bible was between a brave young woman and her mother-in-law. Who were they? Ruth and Naomi. In fact, part of the passage of Ruth is read at almost every wedding, probably, that you go to. And now, King Saul, also in the Old Testament, we know he kind of went off his feed at the end of his life. He was not himself anymore, and he was constantly hunting David and trying to kill him. But King Saul's son and David took a covenant to be brothers. They loved one another. In fact, the Bible says that King Saul's son was one in spirit with David and loved him as himself and saved David's life. What was the name of King Saul's son? Jonathan, one of the most righteous men of the Old Testament. And we go from that to the category of bad girls. Name the woman Samson was besotted with that got him into a heap of trouble.
Delilah.
Name the queen of Israel who was so wicked, her name has come to mean a wicked woman.
Jezebel.
Now, Rahab was an innkeeper, maybe of questionable morals, who protected the Israelite spies when they came to her town in exchange for a promise that when they attacked her town, they would spare her life and the life of all her family. What town did she live in?
Jericho.
And poor Jacob thought he was marrying the love of his life, Rachel, but under the veil was someone else. He was been tricked by his father-in-law into marrying her older sister, whose name was Leah. And your category is liquid measure. There are several legends concerning how this next beverage was introduced to our Muslim brothers and sisters. One of the legends said that the man who introduced this beverage to them was actually asked to come to Mecca and be made a saint because of it. What is this liquid?
Coffee.
Good Norwegians. Okay, now this one I honestly would not get right. I forget to this day. So you tell me, when we take communion, there's dark liquid, there's light liquid, one is grape juice, one is wine, which is which? The dark is wine? Okay, it's good for some people need to know that, and I can never remember which is which. Liquid measure, this is the name for a house of mercy or a house of grace. It's mentioned once in the Bible, and it was a pool in Jerusalem where people were healed.
Bethesda.
How many days and nights did it rain for Noah?
40.
The promised land is associated with what beverage and what sticky substance?
Milk and honey.
And we all know that blood poured down from the cross at Calvary, sometimes called the seven wounds of Christ. In the Middle Ages, the piercing wounds of Christ were venerated. How many piercing wounds did he have?
Five.
The five holy wounds. Now this, here you can rack up your points. It's called Bethesda, Know Thyself. Who's our parish council president?
George Smith.
First Sunday of every month, we take a special collection, blessing box. What does that money go for?
Local benevolence.
Who is, as far as I know, the oldest member of our congregation?
Doris Weinhardt.
On February 15th, we know the Malmo Lions will be serving the sweetheart dinner here. This year, besides local projects, what is the proceeds going to? Australian wildfire relief. Great cause. Come out and support it. Who runs our digital music system? Does such a great job. If you want to train in, who do you go to?
Jim
Christensen. Choir, when we're in session, we like to do mass signings of cards to send out to people. But what lady in our congregation is the lady that sends out cards to our people on behalf of Bethesda? Ruth Hammond. And this one I had to double check before service because I still do not believe it. On February 16th, whose 90th birthday will we be celebrating?
Bev Wedig.
I hope I look that good if I get to be 70. Congratulations, Bev. Whose 60th anniversary did we just celebrate?
Chuck and Elsa.
We have so many wonderful nurses in our congregation. Who officially, though, are our two parish nurses?
Darlene and Kathy.
Who's the chairperson of our welcome group?
Sue
Samuelson. What's the name of our newsletter?
Lifeline.
Who puts it together?
Sue Stebbins.
Who just came back from an African mission? Name our men's Bible study group. What does that stand for? Who usually does our special music on the fourth Sunday of the month?
Bells.
On what Sundays does choir sing?
First and third.
And what kind of service does praise team do on the second Sunday of the month?
Contemporary service.
I think you're all on Team Halos, but I'll tell you what. You immediately, as the gospel says, you get a halo if you can give me one full line from our mission statement. Without looking. So let's all look at the front of our bulletins. I can't do it either, and I didn't bring my bulletin up with me. Let's all read our mission statement together. We will live and serve through faith. We will act with love and kindness. We will give hope and support to all. And all the people said?
Amen.
And because it was Fun and Games Sunday, before I started, George gave me a Norwegian, a Sven and Ole joke to tell. But I'm a joke killer. I'm a bad joke teller. So I decree George gets up and tells us a wonderful Sven and Ole joke.
I need $10. And Dr. Healy says, I never, never heard of anything like this. I don't know what to do. Let me go back to my office and do some research, and I'll get back to you. So, Holy sits there on the exam table, and he's waiting, and he can hear this ruffle and all this noise in the back. And finally, Dr. Hilding comes in, and he says, Holy, I think I got the answer. You've got a broke leg. I believe in God, the Father Almighty,
creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended to heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Trusting that God hears us, let us pray for the church, the world, and all those in need. God of liberation, you set your people free to serve others. Embolden your church that we seek justice for the oppressed, share generously your loving kindness, and live humbly together. Unite us as one people under the foolishness of the cross. Hear us, O God. God of the universe, your care is evident everywhere, from the foundations of the earth to the summit of the tallest mountains. Reconcile all of creation to itself and repair the environmental destruction caused by human carelessness and greed. Hear us, O God. God of the nations, you desire peace and justice among all people. Deliver us from systems of fear that seek to divide us. Guide our local and national leaders. May their decisions empower and serve the needs of the poor and the disenfranchised. Hear us, O God. God of the oppressed, you raise up the lowly and comfort those in despair. We lift up to you all who are victims of exploitation, discrimination, and greed. We pray for those who are suffering in any way this day, especially Pat, Winnie, Gary, Jim, Mike, Ron, Ted, and Ruth. Hear us, O God. God of love, you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to earth in the form of a baby, whose presentation in the temple we celebrate today. Fill our own house of worship with your presence, that all who enter may encounter Christ. Hear us, O God. Good and gracious God, we pray for wisdom in selecting our Northeast Minnesota Synod Bishop. We ask for guidance on the political scene of today. And we ask for your healing touch and comforting presence for those we wish to name out loud or in silence. Hear us, O God. God of life, we give you thanks for all those who have died in the faith. Thank you for the examples of our ancestors and the saints who have gone before us. Hear us, O God. Confident that you are able to accomplish more than we even dare to ask, we bring these prayers before you, believing in your saving grace revealed in Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Please take a moment now to greet your neighbor and share that peace. God of wonder,
you formed us in our mother's womb, and from our birth you bring forth this bread and wine. We place them on the table together with our lives, all that you have made. Open the heavens to us, and pour out your spirit. We wait for your mercy, we long for your peace. We hunger and thirst for Jesus Christ, our regular life. Amen.
Let us now pray the prayer our Lord has taught us to pray. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
May Christ, the wisdom and power of God, and the source of our life together, keep you united in mind and spirit. And the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you always. Amen. Our closing hymn is hymn number 638, Blessed Assurance. Shine out into your world.
Thanks be to God.